With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Vice President J.D. Vance landed in Armenia today, a country that no sitting U.S. vice president has ever visited before. And he said they're trying to work out a deal in which the U.S. would export high technology, including advanced computer chips.
That means new markets for American workers and for American businesses, but it also means greater prosperity for the people of Armenia. These are chips that simply do not exist in most countries in the world. They are now going to be developed.
Senator Tom Cotton says it's hard to negotiate with his Democrat colleagues when it comes to immigration enforcement. They seem to show no room for compromise.
Most Democrats are willing to shut down the entire government, and in 2 weeks will be willing to shut down DHS before they would permit funding for immigration enforcement, period.
And now there's another Friday midnight deadline coming. If they cannot achieve a compromise, there will be another partial government shutdown. The Trump administration has appealed a ruling on releasing New York City tunnel funds.
Last September, the Transportation Department froze federal funding for the Hudson Tunnel Project in New York. But last Friday, a U.S. district judge ordered the federal government to release the money for the project. On Sunday, the Trump administration appealed. Donald Trump reportedly had offered to unfreeze the funds if Democrats agreed to rename Washington Dulles Airport and New York's Penn Station after him. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Seattle Seahawks won Super Bowl 60 last night.
Defense became the driving force behind this championship. Seahawks players Devin Witherspoon, Derek Hall, and the rest of Seattle's ferocious defense pummeled New England Patriots quarterback Drake May. Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold tossed a touchdown pass to A.J. Barner, while teammate Kenneth Walker III ran for 135 yards.
That is Andrew Stewart reporting, and this is SRN News. Americans being asked their opinion on capital punishment. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, about two-thirds of adults believe that it is acceptable for the state to execute a person who has been convicted of murdering someone. Amongst religious people, almost 80% of white evangelicals support capital punishment, as do 71% of white mainline Protestants and 66% of white Catholics. Roughly 60% of black Protestants also support the death penalty. Michael Harrington reporting.
A local architect in Turkey is on a mission to restore a 166-year-old Greek Orthodox church. It was long a beacon of her hometown's past. Buse Gul believes that restoring the church building, it was left mostly in ruins by recent earthquakes in southern Turkey 3 years ago, will help local people reconnect with the city. After years of planning, campaigning, and fundraising, the team recently uncovered the foundations of St. Paul's Church. This is SRN News. A Venezuelan opposition figure kidnapped just hours after being released from prison.
Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has said one of her closest allies was kidnapped hours after being released from prison. The government released several prominent opposition members from prison Sunday after lengthy politically motivated detentions. One of those was Juan Pablo Guanipa, seen leading a motorcade to a Caracas detention center after his release, where relatives of prisoners had organized vigils. But later, Machado said on social media that Guanipa had been kidnapped around midnight. Guanipa had already spent more than 8 months in custody. Machado said heavily armed men dressed in civilian clothes arrived in four vehicles and violently took him away. She added, "We demand his immediate release." I'm Lawrence Brooks.
On Wall Street near the close, Dow's up 12 points, NASDAQ up by 212. More on these stories at srnnews.com.